You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. My name is Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hello, everyone, and Maggie.
Thank you for that special shout out.
Absolutely. You deserve it.
Aw, kind. Are you excited to be talking about Unit 32, Session 2?
Yes, I am. I am. And I wonder how many of our listeners are like, oh, this story is going to be a little hard, a little challenging. And we're going to talk
just
about
thinking that. It is. Yes,
yeah.
It is. I think you said it best. It's a little bit abstract.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about some ways that we can help connect it with kids this week.
That's
so
right.
Listeners, we are talking about Unit 32, Session 2, Peter Learned That Jesus Is For All, and this is focusing on Acts 10. Last week, we saw Peter heal people through the power of the Holy Spirit. Several different people were healed of various illnesses and ailments, and not only were they changed, but those who witnessed the healings were also changed when they turned to the Lord. This week's Bible story opens with the account of a Gentile officer in the army named Cornelius. Cornelius followed God, but would not have traditionally been welcomed in Jewish circles at that point. This is important because God was about to show both Cornelius and Peter the truth that the gospel is for everyone. God had sent the good news that Jesus is Lord to the Israelites, but he did not intend for it to stop with them. We are called to tell all people about Jesus. So Suzanne, why don't you share with us some of the activities that are going on in the preschool world this week?
So this week in preschool, we have two younger preschool activities. The first one is called Raise and Lower a Sheet Full of Animals. So if you were wondering what kind of animals to put in that sheet, you can use ones that are listed in the Bible story. There are animals listed there that Peter saw in that sheet. We do want to make sure to mention to use stuffed animals and not real animals, right, Maggie?
That's right. I know. It wasn't one of them lizards?
Like, yes, lizards.
We don't really
snakes.
Want to be throwing an iguana, ooh, or a snake. Yikes.
Yeah.
And either of those up in the air in real life.
Yes. So use stuffed animals here. And if you only have those plastic animals, just be real careful with those because we all know when preschoolers have a parachute or a sheet, they they kind of go a little.
They utilize it.
They have a lot of fun. Yeah, they have a lot of fun. And so just be careful with that. And then secondly, there's an activity called Stickers on Jesus's Name. And so as you are writing out the letters of Jesus's name, make sure you space them out a few inches apart so that preschoolers have enough room to stick the stickers to the letters. Another option here is you could type them out on a computer and you could print copies for each child instead of writing them just to save you a little bit of time.
Love it. Those sound like really fun activities, Suzanne. That'll be a fun week in preschool. So in younger kids, there is an activity called popping prayers. And as you might imagine, this has to do with popcorn. So this is a printable. And like we said last week, you can find printables on Ministry Grid if you access your curriculum digitally on the files disk, if you use print curriculum, and also on our blog. So these boxes will be pretty small. So don't be expecting to put the kids' snack in the boxes once they're made. So just encourage kids and remind them that these are more as a prop or a way to remind us to pray throughout the week than an actual box for holding popcorn. Because you know, there's going to be some kids that are thinking they're going to pour some popcorn into it. And
I would be that kid.
Yeah, I understand. So we're just going to remind them that this is a prop and not actually for using with popcorn. In older kids, there's an activity called The Ends of the Earth, and it involves putting sticky notes on a map. And so if sticky notes are too large for your map, you could also use a small sticker. And you might also consider printing a copy of a world map for each group and then inviting them to find and circle their assigned people group's country. All right. So as we finish up, Suzanne, let's talk about what we are excited for in this session. And like we said earlier, this is a little bit of a tricky session to talk about with kids, especially the younger ones. So we can offer some ideas of how to connect it to those kids this week. You know, the gospel is a simple message, but it brings life-changing transformation to those who believe. And so like we said, while parts of this story might be confusing for kids, it's a great one to remind them, especially those kids who have spent a lot of time in church or who have grown up in the church, that we are called to welcome everyone and to indiscriminately share the message of Jesus's love. So we can use this session to help kids think through what might be a hindrance to someone new feeling welcome at our churches, or to someone who hasn't heard about Jesus's love, what might stop them or what might hinder them from hearing the gospel and from understanding it, and talking through ways that we can remove those hindrances and remove those blocks to welcome more people into our churches and to share Jesus's love with more people.
And the cool thing about what you just said, Maggie, is that that encourages kids to look to other people and not just at themselves. Because we all know kids are so self-focused. Well, not just kids, grown-ups too.
Humans.
Humans in general. Yes, we are so focused on us, our brand, who are we? But when we focus out on other people, that's what it's all about. That's being Jesus to them. So I love that you mentioned that. And, you know, for preschoolers, this is a very abstract story, not just for preschoolers, but for our younger kids too. And it can be a little confusing. So I think for preschool throughout the session, it's important to highlight that Christ connection. And so for older preschool, that Christ connection says, God showed Peter that the good news about Jesus is for everyone. God wants believers to tell everyone the good news about Jesus, no matter who they are or what they do. Jesus is Lord of all. So I think a way you can tie that in for preschoolers is to talk about specific people in their life to make that connection. So you could point out right in front of their face, kids in the classroom, you know, Jesus is for all. That means he's for Sally, he's for Tom, he's for Miss Suzanne. Just point out different people in the classroom, talk about specific family members of the children and their friends, and even community helpers, such as their teachers, the postal worker, mail carrier, just that how Jesus is for all of them.
That's so good, Suzanne. That's such a practical way to help kids really grasp that message. Thanks for that. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.